The unemployment rate is now over 8%, and this month we're meeting some of the people behind that statistic. Today we visit Charlotte, North Carolina, a city so closely tied to the banking industry that civic boosters like to call it the Wall Street of the South. Well, as Wall Street has suffered, so too has Charlotte, as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
It's been about a month now since Carol Hall has been out of work after she was laid off from her position as a vice president at Bank of America's Charlotte headquarters. But Hall stays almost as busy looking for a new job as she was when she had one.
There's my calendar for today.
You have 26 things?
26 reminders today. Make appointments with people, apply for certain jobs, companies I want to investigate on their website.
At Bank of America, Hall worked in what business people call Q&P, the Quality and Productivity Division, where she took on projects like improving the bank's e-commerce operation. She had a generous salary and an office in an uptown Charlotte skyscraper. Now, her workspace is the dining room of her suburban home, where a cockatiel named Jack chirps nearby. On her table are a laptop computer and neatly organized stacks of paper.
I've got a folder with no's where I applied for some job and I was told no. I've got another one for what's in process. I've got a clock. I've got a post-it here to remind me when I'm on telephone interviews to smile.
What do you do when the bird starts singing during a job interview?
Well, that's not too good, but I talk about the bird.
Like a lot of unemployed people, Hall hadn't been planning to go through this. When she landed her job just 2 years ago, after more than a decade in manufacturing, she thought she'd spend the rest of her career at the bank. Indeed, Bank of America has been a pillar of the Charlotte business community for more than a century. But last month, Hall's job became one of more than 30,000 that the now troubled company is eliminating nationwide.
I was told at 10 o'clock in the morning and I was gone by the end of the day. I needed to turn in my work supplies by the end of the day.
Hull is her family's main breadwinner. Her husband owns a gear and bearings business that's not making money now. Still, she realizes she's better off than many unemployed people. Bank of America gave 2 months severance pay, and she and her husband have saved enough to get by for several more months. Hull calls the bank an excellent employer, and she left with no bitterness.
I just know that due to business situation changes, that these things come up, that it's not personal, and I will find another work after a period of time.
So at 55 years old, Hall is on the job market for the fourth time in her life. She spends her days looking at websites, emailing resumes, and networking with employers and other job seekers.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good to see you.
At a Charlotte coffee house, Hall recently caught up with five other people who also used to work at the bank. One of them told her about a possible marketing job at a local retailer. And she shared some accounting contacts with Tom Walker, a former bank auditor.
Tom, I was at a presentation a couple weeks ago, and they had a couple recruiters from BDO Seedman.
Yeah, it'd be very much interesting.
Aside from the practical information exchanged at meetings like this, Hall and her colleagues say they benefit emotionally. In an era when employment searches often are carried out online and interviews are conducted over the phone, these job seekers say they simply need some face time. Barbara Morrow lost her job as a Bank of America business support manager last month and has been keeping up with several of her laid-off coworkers.
There were some people that just went home and they'd been sitting on the couch for a week watching TV, and those folks seemed to feel very sad, very negative. Then the people who are out doing what Carol is doing, those people feel good, really positive about the future and about what's going to come from this.
Barbara Morrow, Carol Hall, and the others here vow to retain that positive outlook as they seek employment, though they have no illusions the search will be easy. Hall says she expects to remain unemployed for at least 6 months, but adds she has no plans to ease up on her busy schedule until she lands a job. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.